This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations all across America and in the Caribbean, too, and around the world via the Internet and on the satellite, streaming live. Now, special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and, of course, those snowplow and sander drivers out there where they're needing to do what they got to do again in some of those areas. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, follow us on Facebook at the official The Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All righty, without further ado, we are going to say the pledge, and I've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with me, and here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And, Kyle, we emphasize those two words, as we always do, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, our president, Donald Trump, is going to be the first president to speak at the pro-life rally, and at that point, the president's campaign will unveil a new pro-lifers coalition. You can tell me more about that, because you know what I know.
Well, that's right, Captain. President Trump's going to be, I think, the first president to speak in person on the Mall, as I understand, to the big pro-life rally. And, of course, what that does is that that helps to shore up his support in a very, very important political demographic there. But also, here's the interesting thing, too. Of course, President Trump has always been committed to appointing originalists to the Supreme Court, where Roe v. Wade may be challenged one day in the future, and so this goes a long way to what he's trying to communicate to the voters.
And the big thing about this pro-life coalition is the report that I've got here in front of me is anti-abortion group to spend $52 million backing Trump. That's this group, the pro-life coalition.
That's exactly right, exactly right. And it's interesting, again, because, you know, throughout the lifespan of the original Roe v. Wade decision, the far left in this country have decided that somehow abortion means partial birth abortion or abortion right up to the very moment of birth. And it culminated, Captain, just very recently with the governor of Virginia, Governor Northam, talking about on a radio program, as I recall, just some very hideous things of what would happen to a child after it was born. And, I mean, this was very, very disturbing to a lot of people.
And, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. You can hear more about him. We'll tell you here at the end of our segments. We do three segments with Kyle, and then we'll tell you how to hear him. Now, we've got a little trouble in the bullpen, if you will, between the president and Congressman Matt Gaetz from Florida. He's in Florida's first congressional district. Now, Matt Gaetz is a little bit upset because he thought he should have been appointed to the Trump defense team as one of the members of Congress because he was out there pretty much plugging for the president all the time, and he's kind of taken a little bit of a personal offense to the fact that he has not made that team, and as a result, he shot his mouth off yesterday and said the Trump defense looks like an eighth-grade book report. Your comment on that, Kyle?
Well, you know, unfortunately, one of the things that you don't want to do in this situation is do any harm or give any ammunition to the left or to many in the news media who will simply take this and run, Captain. You know, what we've heard, of course, is there have been like a cable news style presentation throughout the interminable amounts of time that Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler have been talking. They throw it to clips on the screen and this kind of thing. And so you're right, Matt Gaetz does seem to have been a little peeved that he wasn't on the team. But to say such things only makes the situation worse and is a setback for the president ultimately.
Well, that's all true. And here's the other thing, folks. Matt Gaetz represents Congressional District Number 1, which is up in the panhandle of Florida. Pensacola is the big city that he's a part of. And he'll get over it, I'm sure. But the Dems are, in fact, using words of the Trump allies, including Matt Gaetz, against him in the Senate trial. And they'll definitely take what Matt Gaetz had to say, and they'll use it somehow, some way, mark my words. And now the other thing, Roger, is we're hearing from Jay Sekulow. He's out there almost every day taking questions, and he said that the president absolutely positively is not going to testify.
Well, of course not. I don't see that there would be any reason whatsoever for the president himself to testify. You know, when we look at what the Democrats are doing in terms of their own presentation, which goes on and on for hours and pretty much repeats itself, this is one of the reasons, I think, Captain, why people are literally tuning out of what it is that they're saying. But the defense of the president by Jay Sekulow and also the testimony what we'll hear from Alan Dershowitz, for example, and the others involved on the president's team, I think is going to be more concise, more succinct, and it's going to absolutely blow away the ongoing just onslaught from Adam Schiff, and again, repeating himself over and over again and just literally boring everybody to death.
All righty, hold that thought, my friend, and folks will be right back with more. Kathy, it's your turn. Tell them how to call us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Tomorrow's news tonight right here on this program, because you're going to hear some things that you'll hear tomorrow morning, and we're going to tell you about it tonight in just a second. But I got to tell you right now that this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team. And, you know, if you're struggling with nagging pain, you don't know how to get rid of it, maybe you've been taking some medication, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Or, like with me, it makes you dizzy sometimes, or make you tired when you shouldn't be tired. If you got arthritis, if you got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, foot pain, muscle aches, and just general pain altogether, then let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away. Because many people, including myself, and I've been on it now for 3 years and 10 months, have found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. And then what happens is, after you take the 3-week quick start for $19.95, it rolls over and then you'll get it every month. Now, go to my website, relieffactor.com/captain, or the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Either one, you'll see the big logo link with the big Relief Factor bag right there. Click on that link and boom, away you go. You'll see a little 2-minute tutorial, a video, tell you all about what's in it. It's all natural. There's nothing in there that's going to hurt you. Nothing to raise people's blood pressure or anything like that, but it'll reduce swelling, inflammation, and it'll make you feel better. Now, relieffactor.com/captain is the website. Try the $19.95 3-week quick start. See what it does for you. Follow the instructions. Don't take any shortcuts. You take three packets of 4 capsules a day for 1 week, and then you go 2 times a day after that until you run out. That's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, now let's talk about this China deal, because this virus coming out of China, yesterday we talked about one city shutting down, and maybe it was two cities, and now we've got a bunch of cities, I think it's five altogether, and we've got millions of people, not just the 10 or 11 million we heard about. We got about twice that many people now, and they just literally shut down a whole section of China. You take it from there.
That's exactly right, Captain. This is a major developing story because of the scope that we are seeing, not just in China, but now in some different countries. We know that 25 people have died so far from this coronavirus issue that they've been experiencing. In South Korea, on Friday, there was a second person that was confirmed to have been infected. Japan also has a second case of somebody that has been infected. And we understand as well that China has at least some eight cities that have lockdown measures in place. And so again, this all began, we understand, on December the 31st, and it spreads very, very similar to what happened with the SARS outbreak back in 2002 and 2003. 8,000 people were infected with that, and about 800 people died. So because we have air travel and because we have the ability for people to get very, very in very, very far flung places from where this originates, the World Health Organization is taking this very seriously.
Now, we also know there is a possibility we may have a young student that apparently went to China in Texas sick with this right now. I understand that that's the latest I've heard.
Yes, exactly right, exactly right. And again, because I think people can travel so very far, so very, very quickly. What we know right now, Captain, in mainland China, there are about 830 cases. In Taiwan, there's one. In Macau, there's two. Hong Kong has two. Vietnam has two cases. Thailand, three. South Korea, two. Japan, two, as I was saying earlier. Singapore, one. And the United States, one, which I think is the one that you mentioned in Texas.
Okay, and I want to say hello to some folks who have been chiming in there. We heard from Al a while ago, Terry up there in Nashville, Al in Nebraska, of course, Richard the Marine up in Oregon, Steve over in Thailand, and Maria from Germany is there. Trucker Mark is there, and Trucker Mark, you didn't tell me where you're at, so I can't tell anybody. And we've also got, let's see here, JW's there. Hello, JW, how you doing? And Wally is there, and Robert is there. So hello to all those folks that have already chimed in the chat room. And if you want to do that too, you have to go over to Facebook. You got to be a member of Facebook. And then you go to the official Captain's America Third Watch fan page, Facebook page is there. And it says the official Captain's America Third Watch. And there's a little sidebar message thing there. Then what you do is you send a message off that, boom, you're in the chat room. It's that simple. All right. Back to Kyle Warren. Now, Kyle, I want to talk now about the president, and he has come out and said something, a very powerful statement about Social Security. He said, the Dems will destroy Social Security. I will save it.
Yes, exactly right. And he, of course, is, I think that was a tweet that he tweeted out. Basically, what's going to happen at some point, according to the president, that they will have to look at essentially overhauling the system. However, President Trump campaigned on the idea that he was not going to touch Medicare or Social Security or Medicaid. And as we know, historically, Social Security has been known as, quote unquote, the third rail of American politics. You touch it and you die, basically. And so that's always been something that's been a very, very touchy subject. However, because we have such problems in the system, a lot of people understandably are very nervous about what could be done to change Social Security. But people are living longer and they're enjoying their benefits from Social Security longer, and the ability for the system to be self-sustaining is in question. That's why President Trump, I believe, would be very good to want to at least look at what could be done in order to make sure this is going correctly. It would be interesting to me, Captain, to think about what the Democrats actually want, because they seem to be wanting to simply create a lot of chaos. if they can dissolve this or cause a problem with this system, it simply bolsters this Democrat socialism thing that they're trying to sell us these days.
And the thing about Social Security that people still don't understand is it was never set aside to be retirement. It was set aside to be something to help you in your retirement, because along the way you should have accumulated a little something. If you didn't have a 401k, maybe you had a Roth, maybe you had a KEO, but maybe you had some sort of pension plan from somewhere to help you along, or you had some life savings or some investments or something. But Social Security by itself was never intended to be a retirement plan. But the way to solve this problem is simple, in my opinion. They need to take the retirement age and boost it up from where it's at right now, and I believe it's 67. I think they took it up to 67. They need to take it up to 70 because people are definitely living longer, and the only people that qualified before then are the ones that get the disability because they're disabled and they can't work. And again, that needs to be verified strongly, because I know people that have gone to a chiropractor, which is not a doctor, and they said, oh, well, you can't work because you got a bad back. Oh, really? Then you see them out there doing weightlifting in a gym somewhere.
Right, exactly. There's a lot of fraud, unfortunately. And you mentioned, too, about bumping up the actual retirement age, and then going along with that would be a means testing of some sort. These are different ideas that have been floated for a while. Because if you had a greater means, then you may get a lesser benefit, this kind of thing. But again, all these things go together, and it's very, very, it's a treacherous road to take if you're a politician. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, and my spine was fused, and I had to take one of those tests too. And I can't bend over the way somebody normally does. I have to do some weird thing where I go down. It's kind of weird to look at. I kind of like go down on one knee to do it, to pick up anything. And the guy says, "Well, bend over and touch your toes." I says, "I can't." "What do you mean you can't?" "My spine's fused. I can't bend over and touch my toes." "Well, bend over as far as you can." "Well, I did, and I only got down to about my knee." And, and this was a chiropractor, and finally I went to an orthopedic surgeon, and that's how I, and by the way, for me to get on my disability that I got with the fire department, because that's how I got hurt in the beginning, the last time around, I had to go, it took me 3 years to be medically retired from the fire department. Where'd you go? There you are. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And again, I think a lot of Americans are wondering how all this can be done. But here's President Trump, I think, will be able to come up with a good plan. And hopefully it will be something that will help make this whole system, self-reliant in that sense, because people are always worried about it running out of money.
Okay, and here we go. We're going to break. We're going to come right back from break. And caller, I'm going to put you on hold and find out who you are and bring you right over here. You'll be the first one to come on when we come back from our break. So don't go anywhere, caller. And I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Tomorrow's news tonight right here. When we come back, we got some more stuff to tell you about. How about the DOJ and the FISA court news that came out last night? Schiff got caught lying again. And I mean big time lying again. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Day two of House managers making their case in the impeachment trial of President Trump. The House impeachment managers are detailing Article 1, abuse of power.
To get the Oval Office meeting, President Zelensky had to move forward on the phony political investigations.
New York Democrat Hakeem Jeffries says evidence from testimony and documents proves President Trump has no real concern about corruption in Ukraine, but instead was motivated by political concerns. President Trump's attorney Jay Sekulow counters.
It's been a lot about Joe Biden and Burisma. They kind of opened the door for that response.
Though Sekulow says the president's legal team hasn't decided on whether or not they'll seek witness testimony, including from any member of the Biden family. The president tweeted about the trial, saying it's loaded with lies and misrepresentations. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, hanging on my telephone waiting for me to come back. But I got to tell you, first of all, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's News Tonight brought to you this portion by Geico Insurance. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. And Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office can also help you find coverage for just about anything that you own. They offer coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV, truck, car you're driving, and they'll even help you with homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your Geico insurance agency. So go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and check them out. See what they have to offer, and maybe you'll save some money, too. All right, well, we did have a caller on the line, but he just disappeared, so call back if you'd like to. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with me. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Kyle, I want to mention to you, and if he calls back, we're going to talk about something he brought up about Social Security. But I'm going to start out with this about the DOJ and the FISA court filing that, once again, yesterday, the DOJ came out and confirmed the fact that Adam Schiff is a corrupt liar. A new report in the Wall Street Journal reveals that the Department of Justice admitted to the FISA court its predicate of continuing to spy on a Trump campaign official was insufficient. In other words, the FBI conned the court in order to illegally spy on an American citizen, and Adam Schiff sits up there and continues to misrepresent the facts of what went on, and believe it or not, he could get himself in some big trouble because you can get indicted for lying to Congress. What say you?
Well, what I say that Adam Schiff, as you said, may find himself in a very, very bad situation as a result of this. My question is, does he really care how he even got there? Because it seems to be so easy for him, Captain, to say the things that he says and do the things that he does, to wit the fake phone call thing at the House investigation about the Zelensky call, this kind of stuff. This guy has no compunction at all to simply go out there and try to, you know, spin the tale he wants you to hear. But here's the thing. You see, Adam Schiff understood the information about the FISA court stuff the same as Congressman Devin Nunes did way back in 2018, and yet Schiff continued on his merry way telling us about how the government acted appropriately, et cetera, et cetera. So this is a big, big bombshell. Carter Page was spied on. They continue to spy on him, even knowing that it was all a trumped-up thing, and Carter Page has got a lot of, well, we'll just say money coming to him from whatever lawsuits he's going to file about this.
Yeah, and Kyle, the other thing is this is what Adam Schiff wrote in his report about his committee, the Intel Committee, about all of this. He said, and I quote, and this is his words, not mine, "Our extensive review of the initial FISA application and three subsequent renewals failed to uncover any evidence of illegal, unethical, or unprofessional behavior by law enforcement. The FBI acted lawfully and appropriately." Meanwhile, this was after Devin Nunes, back in 2018, had access to the same information about this alarming corruption at the FBI, but instead he wrote a report that said that there was a counter memo out there which was chock full of lies in order to attack not only the president's people that they were trying to investigate, but also to go after some members of the committee, including Devin Nunes himself, covering up the FBI's misconduct and keeping the Russian conspiracy theories alive. That's what happened. And as a result, the leading Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee wound up betraying America's trust and wrote something false and deceptive.
Well, right. And at the very heart of the matter, Captain, again, is if you can make stuff up or lie to the FISA court in order to spy on American citizens for political gain. Now, what are they trying to say about what's the abuse of power, quote-unquote, for President Trump? That he was abusing his power to help himself in an election, blah, 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 blah. Well, this is exactly the kind of thing that they're talking about. They're talking about the idea that they were spying on an American citizen into a political campaign so that they would get a political payoff in, you know, essentially win an election as a result of it. But every American should be scared, Captain, by this, because that means they could surveil you, me, anybody within the sound of our voice, and get away with it. But in this case, they're not going to anymore because of this huge bombshell.
Well, you're absolutely right. And, folks, I'm speaking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We'll tell you how to hear his program here in just a little bit. Now, the other thing is Benjamin Netanyahu and the Israeli delegation is coming to the United States for a visit. And while they're here, the president announced yesterday that they're going to unveil a new peace plan, for the Israelis. And we'll see what happens. Now, the Palestinians need to go along with this, and there's a contingency in there for the Palestinians, to be recognized in the area that they're in. But they have to recognize the existence of Israel, and they have to agree not to attack them anymore. And by the way, one of the other contingencies is Hamas needs to disarm.
Well, lots of luck on getting Hamas to disarm. That's one of the things I can say about that. But, you know, I think we've seen many different presidents, including George W. Bush, who made a big effort to try to get something happening substantially in the Middle East. President Trump, I think, wants the same kind of thing. But President Trump has also really put his money where his mouth is, especially in recognizing Jerusalem and moving the embassy there and this kind of thing, which is a dramatic, dramatic thing to do. And I think that as we see some of these different people, if they would come to the table, they would understand that President Trump is a very, very serious broker in this, but also very staunchly standing with Israel. And hopefully you could get an agreement, but unfortunately, Captain, it's not the Americans and it's not the Israelis who would ever derail something like this. Historically, it's always been the terrorist groups. Whenever we get close to something, they do something terrible. And I hate to say it, but that's what's happened historically.
All right, now hold on to your hat because here comes the news of the night. George Soros announced yesterday he's going to give $1 billion to start a school here in the United States to fight nationalism, climate change, and promote the progressive socialist agenda in America. $1 billion he's going to put up.
Yeah, unbelievable. George Soros, yes, he's going to fight all these things with a school, I suppose. He also said something, too, I think, Captain, in Davos, where he said that the fate of the world hangs on the 2020 election. For the first time, I think we might be in a little bit of an agreement with George Soros. I think we got to take him seriously. That's why people have to reelect President Trump, because the fate of the world could, hinge on the 2020 election. And so this is typical George Soros stuff.
Okay, hold on a second. I want to take a caller here because we only got about a minute left here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is David, your friendly Uber driver, Bradenton.
Okay, David, what's on your mind? You got about 30 seconds before I have to go to the break here.
I'm wondering if this whole impeachment and what's going on right now is not really part of a bigger coup going on. What I'm saying is that they know that this is a losing proposition for them, and I think that just maybe they're hoping to create enough turmoil that we do have a civil war in this country. And then they have the ability to come in and try to take firearms and.
Okay, well, it's not about a civil war, but it is about definitely winning back the Senate and taking and keeping control of the House. And Kyle, that's about where we're going with this because we're going to run out of time.
Well, right, yeah, this is an extended campaign commercial for them, basically, and that they'd love nothing more than to just get the power so that they can rule over us in a worse fashion than we've ever seen.
All right, well, tell us how to hear your show, because the music's coming up in my ear here.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, and thank you very much, Kyle. We'll talk to you on the weekend show.
Take care, Captain.
All right, now here's the deal, folks. You got to remember that they're trying to divide and conquer. They're trying to say things to whittle down the support for the president by us, we the people. They're trying to convince some senators to come over to their side. They're trying everything they can by lying and misrepresenting. And oh, by the way, technically, they can't be held responsible for anything they say in front of the Senate. But if we went up there and said the same thing, we'd be held responsible. But here's the good thing. If somebody can prove that they're misrepresenting the facts, then they're in trouble. All right, I'm coming back with the first Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. The no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying you need to stick with the program. And you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Sale sign on a big old rusty tractor. You can't miss it. It's the first thing that you see. Just up the road, a pale blue water tower. With I Love Jenny painted in bright green. Hey, that's my Uncle Bill there by the courthouse. He'll be lowering the flag when the sun goes down. And this is my town.
Yeah, this is my town. Hey, where I was born, where I was raised, where I keep all my yesterdays. Where I ran off cause I got mad and it came to blow my old man. I can't
that's the way we kick off the Truckers Highway and Bible Report for this hour. A little Montgomery Gentry. This is my town, you betcha. And for all the small town USAs out there, especially the guys and gals listening to us right now, making the world go round on the third watch, we thank you very much for what you do. And let's get right to it here. A series of storms will continue to bring heavy rains and a flooding threat across portions of the Pacific Northwest coast into early this weekend. Now, there is a very strong possibility that what's going to happen in higher elevations is going to be snow. And we've talked about that during the week. There'll be heavy snows continuing across the mountains out there in the Rockies and the Pacific Northwest. Meanwhile, a slow-moving storm will continue the wintry mix it's got with slick travel conditions in the Midwest, central part of the country, and going up into the Great Lakes. Now, before these conditions move into the interior Northeast earlier this weekend to create a little bit of problems for the folks up in the Great Northeast. Now, what we got going on right now is in the eastern part of Kansas, to include Kansas City, in the southern part, southeastern part of Iowa, also the western part of Illinois, on down towards Springfield, on down towards just getting the fringe of St. Louis, and most of Missouri right now, as well as the northeast corner of Oklahoma and the northwest corner of Arkansas, you've got snow, a general snow. Now, the snow is not heavy yet. Could it be? Yeah. But as it is right now, it's just one of those deals where you're getting an inch or two, maybe three in some areas. However, going up through I-44 in Missouri, those of you who will be traveling that way towards Fort Leonard Wood, you might have some interesting conditions as you get up into the higher elevations. We'll see. But right now, we're not hearing anything being reported that's all that bad. Now, skipping across over into the mountains of North Carolina and the northeastern part of Tennessee, the mountains there going up I-81 and coming up out of North Carolina and I-77 up to Wytheville, Virginia, and then taking I-81 up into Virginia, you've got various areas of snow there tonight. Just a general snow, light dusting of snow, 1 inch, maybe 2 inches at the most in that area. But there's some wind in there, too, blowing the snow around, so it could make it interesting driving around at night. Now, down here in the Gulf States, we have got some wind over the northeastern corner of Florida, over in Jacksonville, and over in the southeastern part of Georgia, from about Valdosta East all the way to Brunswick. There is some wind blowing around there. You'll probably already notice it. And then we've got some fog to report over in Alabama. Now, this fog is right about Mobile, and it goes straight north out of Mobile about 40 or 50 miles, and then it goes west over into Mississippi, in inland Mississippi for about 10, 15 miles. So you got about a 50 or 60-mile stretch on I-10 east-west right there from just west of Pensacola through Mobile over across to about Gulfport, Mississippi, it looks like, with some fog right now on I-10. Now, let's go up into the North Dakota area and the northeastern part of Montana. You've got some heavy, dense fog up in there tonight ahead of what's coming behind it, which is going to be some wintry weather. So you got some fog to put up with there tonight, so be advised of that. Montana, other than that, looking good. And Wyoming, going down to Wyoming. Northwestern corner of Wyoming, just before you get up into, I'll back up. Northwest corner of Colorado, and then the southwestern corner of Wyoming, you got a little bit of fog there. A little bit of fog in Utah coming out of Salt Lake City going up towards Wyoming too, so be advised of that. And then you got a in the valleys out there east of Los Angeles, out towards where Kyle lives out there, you've got a Ontario, California, you've got a poor air quality alert there. So that's the problem going on there. But that's what the weather looks like right now for that area. And it's not that bad yet. It may not get that bad. It's contingent to some things going on the weekend, as you well know. Now, continuing with what we're talking about here tonight, obviously the impeachment trial, there's some different things that have happened there. When I come back after the top of the hour with my news, I want to have my new feature on the program. It's called the Bull Schiff Report. That's Bull Schiff Report for Adam Schiff. It's a Bull Report. He's the one doing it, so it's a Bull Schiff Report. And we're going to have some fun with that. I got several things that he said yesterday that absolutely, positively are they're blatant lies, folks. I mean, I can't put it any other way. They're blatant lies. And nobody's really calling him on it. I mean, I've heard a few things said by the Republican team that's there for President Trump. But I think what they're doing is they're waiting to unload their cannons when it's their turn. Because you got one more day of the Democrats. And then all weekend long, it'll be the Republicans. Well, not all weekend because they don't go Sunday. But Saturday and Monday, it'll be the Republicans going back and rebutting everything that the Democrats have said. So we'll see where this goes. And remember, the big news with the president is where he's going to be today. He's going to be at the pro-life rally right there in Washington, D.C., and he's going to be the first president in history to speak at the pro-life rally, where he's going to unveil the pro-lifers coalition that he's put together. And in addition, that same coalition has got a PAC, and they've pledged $52 million to the president's reelection campaign. Now, how about that? And by the way, in my home state here in Florida, for those of you who don't know it, lawmakers are trying to fast-track right now abortion restrictions on abortion here in the state of Florida. They're putting together something that's not going to make abortion illegal, but it's going to make it a lot tougher to get. And all I can tell you is that it's being pushed along a committee right now. It may make it sooner rather than later. By the way, the gun legislation we heard about down here, the gun law stuff where they wanted to close the loopholes there and all that, the chairman of the Republican Party yesterday, Joe Gruters, my friend from Sarasota, came out and said, not on my watch. Not on my watch. He's dead set against it, and he said he's not going to support it. Now, what that means for the rest of us is he's got a certain amount of pull and sway in a state, and we'll see how that works out, because he will definitely be talking to the people that are in the Republican Party Executive Committee and then passing that along to all the different Republican parties all across the state that say, hey, we don't want to do this. And the reason why is because when they brought it up, the backlash was just unbelievable, as you might well expect. And hello, James, my favorite paper relocator up there in Valdosta. And there you go. By the way, it sounds like you could use some relief factor. That'll help you with the problem you got there. That'll help you with the problem you got there, James. Just saying. Okay, now, we'll be back after the top of the hour. We're going to have a little fun when we come back, because you're going to hear me talking about my bullshit report. Can't wait. Don't go anywhere. Coming back after the news.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.